Blog Talk Radio.
To Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love for Man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God. and to his desire to make his children happy. The Word of God reveals his character. He himself has declared his infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is his glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because he delighteth in mercy. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, he has sought to reveal himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent his love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that he may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1, verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes. While he ever bore himself with divine dignity, he bowed with the tenderest regard to every member of the family of God. In all men he saw fallen souls whom it was his mission to save. Such is the character of Christ as revealed in his life. This is the character of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion, manifest in Christ, flow out to the children of men. Jesus, the tender, pitying Savior, was God, manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. It was to redeem us that Jesus lived and suffered and died. He became a man of sorrows, that we might be made partakers of everlasting joy. God permitted his beloved Son, full of grace and truth, to come from a world of indescribable glory to a world marred and blighted with sin, darkened with the shadow of death and the curse. He permitted him to leave the bosom of his love, the adoration of the angels, to suffer shame, insult, humiliation, hatred, and death. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Behold him in the wilderness, in Gethsemane, upon the cross. The spotless Son of God took upon himself the burden of sin. He who had been one with God felt in his soul the awful separation that sin makes between God and man. This wrung from his lips the anguished cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. It was the burden of sin, the sense of its terrible enormity, of its separation of the soul from God, it was this that broke the heart of the Son of God. But this great sacrifice was not made in order to create in the Father's heart a love for man, not to make him willing to save. No, no. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. The Father loves us, not because of the great propitiation, but he provided the propitiation because he loves us. Christ was the medium through which he could pour out his infinite love upon a fallen world. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. God suffered with his Son in the agony of Gethsemane, the death of Calvary. The heart of infinite love paid the price of our redemption. Jesus said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. John chapter 10, verse 17. That is, my Father has so loved you that he even loves me more for giving my life to redeem you. In becoming your substitute and surety, by surrendering my life, by taking your liabilities, your transgressions, I am endeared to my Father, for by my sacrifice God can be just and yet the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. None but the Son of God could accomplish our redemption, for only he who was in the bosom of the Father could declare him. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it manifest. Nothing less than the infinite sacrifice made by Christ in behalf of fallen man could express the Father's love to lost humanity. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him not only to live among men, to bear their sins, to die their sacrifice. He gave him to the fallen race. Christ was to identify himself with the interests and needs of humanity. He who was one with God has linked himself with the children of men by ties that are never to be broken. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brethren, Hebrews 2:11. He is our sacrifice, our advocate, our brother, bearing our human form before the Father's throne, and through eternal ages one with the race. He has redeemed the Son of Man. And all this that man might be uplifted from the ruin and degradation of sin, that he might reflect the love of God and share the joy of holiness. The price paid for our redemption, the infinite sacrifice of our Heavenly Father in giving His Son to die for us, should give us exalted conceptions of what we may become through Christ. As the inspired Apostle John beheld the height, the depth, the breadth of the Father's love toward the perishing race, he was filled with adoration and reverence, and failing to find suitable language in which to express the greatness and tenderness of this love, he called upon the world to behold it. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, 1 John 3:1. What a value this places upon man! Through transgression, the sons of man become subjects of Satan. Through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam may become the sons of God. By assuming human nature, Christ elevates humanity. Fallen men are placed where, through connection with Christ, they may indeed become worthy of the name sons of God. Such love is without parallel. Children of the Heavenly King, precious promise, theme for the most profound meditation, the matchless love of God for a world that did not love Him. The thought has a subduing power upon the soul and brings the mind into captivity to the will of God. The more we study the divine character in light of the cross, the more we see mercy, tenderness, and forgiveness blended with equity and justice, and the more clearly we discern innumerable evidences of that love that is infinite and a tender pity surpassing a mother's yearning sympathy for her wayward child. End of chapter 1.
Just as I am, we found one peace, but I He is more than like to me. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Right now it's 7:50 New York time and 6:54 my time, 6:50 my time. So sisters and brothers, thank you for joining at the Enlightened Ministry. But I'm asking that the ministry be done by 8 o'clock because my husband has to go to bed. So we can't be on here past 8:05. So if anyone has to share, I'm asking you to please press 1 so we can begin. But let me just give a word of prayer, sisters and brothers. Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you at this moment, Lord. Father, we want to thank you so much for this prayer line. Lord, I know that everyone is busy and they have so many things to do. But Lord, I've been on the prayer line for an hour. And Lord, Father, I'm just asking that you be with this prayer line and Lord, and help us to know that this prayer line will continue on, Lord. I'm so happy that you gave me patience to stay. So, Father, I'm asking for prayers for my sisters and brothers. Lord, the ones that have not been on this prayer line for such a time. And, Lord, now we have another camp meeting, Lord. Lord, we should be coming together, supporting, and we should be on the prayer line supporting. Lord, as a time we're living in today, Lord, with so many things going on in this world, and we need prayers, Lord. The children of God should be coming on here, giving testimonies, prayer requests, Lord, prayers for families and friends. Oh, Father, help us right now. Lord, we need thine Holy Spirit, Lord, to help our sisters and brothers, to help me, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, for your divine wisdom to help me to be patient, to help me to love, to help me to do the example that Christ's given us, Lord, to love our neighbors, to love our brothers and sisters, Lord, even more than we love ourselves. So, Lord, I'm asking you to bless this prayer line tonight and be with everyone that share. And, Lord, let everyone press 1 to share, Lord. And we thank you so much, Father, for this prayer line. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And sisters and brothers, we will begin to open the line. I had a scripture that I just want to read very short so I can open the line for the sisters and brothers. I want to read Ephesians. Let me get there right quick. I had it. I'm reading Ephesians in chapter 6. And I will read. I'm going to start with 11, sisters and brothers. It's talking about putting on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with the perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the reading. Sisters and brothers, we will begin to open the line, and we will begin at 518-744, your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and we just got off the telephone call with Brother Yudi and all the Sister Powell and all the different folks from Advent Light talking about the camp meeting, and very good news. The Lord is blessing. Things are working out. We have our tent all set to be delivered with tables and chairs on Thursday to be set up. Brother Yudi's going to be there on Thursday getting things together. I'll be there Thursday morning, but then again Friday morning to make sure our lighting is done. We have Sister Powell and Sister Deborah taking care of the food. Lots of good food for those who are going to be attending. Always a blessing to partake of the temporal food, but the spiritual food is going to be even more amazing. I'm just looking forward to Brother Marcus Mason and all the other speakers that are going to be listening to. God is good, sister. And, you know, just yesterday, sister, I was praying in the morning, and you came to mind, your son. So I was praying for Jarvis, and my daughter Ashley. She's still in rehab. She's doing okay, but you know, the Lord is the only answer to these things. You know, the programs that man puts together to try to bring someone out of addiction. Say they are, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to belittle them, but, you know, their programs are not up to par with God's program. And if you know, people would buy into God's program, there would not be any problems. But, you know, the state does not subscribe to God's program, so they always have their own. And, you know, my daughter, she's doing okay, but, you know, I just want a prayer for Ashley, and just continue to keep her in prayer. It's a long, hard road, and Sister Leola knows about that. I don't know, Sister, your son's still in prison, is he? Or is he out again? I hadn't heard how he had been doing. He's out again, yes. And is he doing any better, again, Sister?
Back to the same old thing.
Back to the same old thing. Well, we will continue. Brothers and sisters, please keep Brother Jarvis in prayer. God is his only answer. He's our only answer. But for someone with the problems that he has, God is the only one that can reach him. You know, we can talk and scheme, we can plan, but without the Spirit of the Lord working upon the hearts, there will be no resolution to that problem. He will, you know, we would all die in our sins if left to our own devices. So please lift Brother Jarvis up. Actually, I'd like to say a little prayer for him right now, Sister. Lord, I just want to lift up Brother Jarvis to you, Sister Leola's son, Lord, as he is out. Lord, and you see the things that he's doing, Lord. He is hurting himself and his family, Lord, and he can't help himself, Lord. So please, Lord, send your holy angels down to protect him, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit down to speak to his heart, Lord. Somehow break through his addictions, Lord, so that he would realize he needs to cry out to you, Lord, for deliverance, Lord. You will deliver if he cries out, Lord. You said you would not turn your back on any of us, your Father. Please be with Brother Jarvis. And Lord, I want to lift up my daughter Ashley, too. She is not, she is still in rehab, Lord, but if she were to get out, she could go right back to it again if left her own devices, Lord. So please be with her also, Father. Be with each one of our children, Lord. All the children represented on this prayer line, to all the different listeners, Lord. We all have heartaches, and Father, you know what they are. So Lord, please be with each one of us. And Lord, may we be the example that we should be, that you've called us to be, that you've empowered us to be, Lord, as we deal with them, Lord, as we interact with them. May your Spirit be seen in us, so that they will look at that and say, "Wow, I would like to have that, Lord." So please be with us, Lord. Be with all the brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I do lift them up. Thank you. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. I won't take too much time. I know there are other callers, so God bless, and I hope to see many of you at the camp meeting. We're going to miss Sister Leola, Brother Ray, but we will continue on without you, and hope next year we will see you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. I don't know how to say I appreciate all the prayers, because my son really needed. Although I've been reading Ephesians talking about who is the prince of this world, and if my son can just surrender self and give it to God, he will be all right. But he's struggling, so that's why we got to keep him in prayer. So thank you, Brother Rick, for praying for my son. And we're going to go to the next caller so we can open the lines for everyone. 518-489, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. Good evening, Sister Leola. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I apologize, Sister Leola, to be on late on the line. We had the camp meeting, and we just asked Elder Rick said we just get off. So that's the reason why we are late. But God is good. He is able to do all things. I have some praise report on the line tonight. You know what, sister? My dear sister, as I listen to the testimony of Brother Elder Rick and also praying for your son, God is our refuge. He is a special help in time of trouble. And Psalms 28 said a prayer for help. If there is no other time we need help from the Lord, is now, Sister Leola. We have to look forward to the Lord to help us. We cannot depend upon our own self to help. Because if we are depending upon ourselves to help us in all this time and the things that is happening and the things that we hear, we are not going to make it. So we have to depend upon our Father. He said, Psalms 20, he said, unto thee will I cry, O Lord. That's David, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards thy mountain oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquities, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their heart. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hand. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the work of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he had heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is thy strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. This is a prayer for David for health. And right now is not only David for help, Sister Leola, myself for help, your family for help, and we all need their help. And if we depend upon Jesus Christ, the solid rock and the solid foundation, he is able to hear our cry and answer our plea. Well, my praise report today, Sister Leola, after I spoke with you this morning, I told you that I was going on the mission trip. Oh, praise God. So I went on my mission trip in my community at North Lake, South Lake, at the church, our whole church. And there myself and one of my dear sister was prayer partner. We went down, and after we went down, we opened that place. And we took out the tables and we laid it down with prayer, asking God to send his people. There's a lot of stuff we had, And eventually we put out the table. We prayed, and then we put out the table. And my brother, my sister, we packed the tables. And after packing the tables, the Lord sending his people passed, and they saw the stuff, and they was thankful, and they came in, and they were there to pick what they want, you know, and they pick what they want, and after picking, they asked for their bag, and, you know, we pray with them, and they left. But this particular situation, this particular young man, you know what, I am so blessed with young people. I miss Brother Lester and the team from the college. You know, they're on holiday now. But God, this college youth, he's go to SAID, and eventually he came over to us, and he asked us if we would like some stuff. He had surplus stuff, and he loved what we are doing, so he's going over. He has some good stuff, and he's going to bring it over. So he brought it over, and after he gave, we thank him, you know, and were there talking. And I said, come, I'm going to interview you now. You know, we were so happy. Each one of us there was so happy in that good mood. So I said, why you come right here? I'm just going to ask you something. And I said to him, do you see anything is happening around us now in this world? And the young man said, yes, you know, I saw a lot of things that is happening. I saw even the weather system that we are in now, how much the weather is at. I saw the hurricane. I saw the hailstorm. I heard about the earthquake. Something is going to happen. And you know what? As he said something, I said, yes, my young son, something is going to happen. I said, you know the Lord? He said, yes, I believe in the Lord. I know this Lord. I know the Lord. And he's going to do something, you know, because the sign is telling us. So, my dear sister, we pray with this young man, encourage him. His name is Stefan. Yes, he gave us his number. And he had one more year to finish his college, to get his degree next year. And he told us he is going to, you know, go to his college. We invited him to the church, gave him the number, and we invited him to church. So that is was a wonderful praise report. That is just one. Man, I'm not going to be too long, Sister Leo, but I'm telling you, we can do missionary work right where we are. You know, God places people where we can go out and share the gospel message right in our neighborhood. And I am so thankful. Another young lady, after that young guy leave, I saw three young lady was coming down the road, and they came to the table and they stopped. I said, hello, how you doing? You know, because I really think that they was coming to get some stuff. But when I look at the young lady, she said, I come here because I want to see inside my church. I said, who are you? But I'm looking on her. And she turned. I said to her, you know what, pull up your hair, because the hair was actually in her face. I said, yes, I know who you are. And I have not seen this old lady, this young girl. Now she's grown up around 20 years, right? I said, I know you, who you are. You are Sister Denise's daughter. And she said, yes, I am Sister Denise's daughter, you know. And I said to her, my dear, you do not know how precious your mother, Sister Denise, is to me. Your mother, Sister Denise, took me every Sunday morning on the street, teaching me how to drive on the highway. Your mother was the one who left her job and came with me at the down motor vehicle when I was going to do my driving test. Your mother was there. And when I said that, she said, Colleen, she said, I am Kalita, you know. And she said, Sister Powell, is you that? I said, yes, Kalita, this is Sister Powell. It was such a reunion, my dear sisters, sister. And, you know, we all joined together. And she called her mom from in Massachusetts. No, in down south. I forgot, Mississippi. And she called her mom and she said, "Mom, look here. Look who we were on FaceTalk. Look who we have here. Sister Powell is here." And my dear sister Leola, it was a rejoicing. So I just want to give God thanks that, you know, God have been working and God have been bringing his people back together, despite we may not see them how many years, but God have been placing them to we. And, you know, I thank God that I always and God by God using me to bring joy to these younger ones. Because they were young children, young people just like the others, them. And now they are grown up and I can look at them. And she came to look at her church. She said, "This is my church." She went into the church and she looked out. And then after we prayed and she left. So I just want to give God thanks for a wonderful day out there in the field. And I know we touch many hearts today, you know, by receiving. We touch the muzzling heart. We touch the people just pass by, you know, and they ask for prayer. And we invited them to church. We give them Step to Christ and also just tracks. We give them the track about salvation. We also give them about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, so it was a blessed day, Sister Leola. So I just want to thank God for what God has been doing to us today. The team that went down, we had around five of us went down, and we also receive a lot of gifts, you know, people bring. So I am so thankful. And the strength, you know, that God gave unto us that we could go out there in the field and toil for him. Thank you. Can you pray for me? Because we are coming up to the prayer, the camp meeting, and, you know, we have to continue to pray and ask God for strength. And just as God, the camp meeting, we have the Jamaica, the missionary for the children, and, you know, God have been blessing, and I just ask the Lord to give me the strength that I can go out with these children because they have a lot of energy. And, you know, and the helpers over there that we can be able to point these little precious ones to Jesus. Continue to pray for me, Sister Leola. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, Sister Power, what a blessing. I've heard how you have to meet that young lady over 20 years. It was like they was your babies. Babies then, and now this is a young woman. And I know that was a time to rejoice because I have met someone like that also. But we're going to go on to the next one, and we're going to have prayer. Sister Power, I want you to also give a prayer for the whole, a general prayer for the whole prayer line. So we're going to open the next line, but thank you for sharing your testimony. And I will have a prayer for you, but I will open the line for the next one. We open the line for 804-238. Your line is open. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Leola. This is Sister Carla from Virginia. Just giving honor and praise to the Lord. God has been good. Had a blessed week Sabbath with my brothers and sisters in the Eastern Shore. Just a blessing to meet Elder Elijah Rainey. It was just a blessing, his teaching, his ministry, and just learning about the way to budget, the way to run, you know, ministry, how to budget for ministry. We just learned about so much. It'll be forever, you know, sharing how much we have learned using the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. So I just thank the Lord for meeting him, for studying, and for gaining wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God. Now I just have to put it to work and to share it with others as I continue to study. But I'd like to share Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 12. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we all have to work out our own salvation. We can't put it in the hands of someone else, either our brothers or sisters, ministers, elders, deacon, deaconess. No, it's we are to do that for ourselves, you know. And it continues, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in this world. So we ought to shine as light in this world amongst the evil and corruption that's going on. And the last verse, 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. So we have to hold the word of life, which is, you know, we know it's the word of God, so that we will rejoice when the Lord shall appear, knowing that we did not work or run in vain or labor in vain, that it was all to the glory of God. So I just want to share that with you, and thank you, Sister Leola, for your faithfulness. May the Lord help each and every one of us, help us to overcome self, overcome whatever that's holding us back, and to look to him and not to man. Amen. Thank you again.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. And I just wanted to let you know, Sister Carla, I appreciate all the texts you send me to get on, but I can't do too many prayer lines or conference calls, because I think I have enough right now, because I got so much I have to focus on at home. So, but thank you, and thank Brother O'Neill, for everyone that send me other minister to listen to. But when I get a chance, I listen to them. But thank you very much, okay? And thank you for coming on to share. And yes, sisters and brothers, if there's anyone else who would like to share, press 1, and I can open your line. Press 1, sisters and brothers, I can open your line. If there's anyone else. If there's no one else, we'll go into our prayer. Okay, sisters and brothers, we'll go into a prayer. I would like to offer a prayer for Sister Powell. And we also, Sister Cole, if you don't, Brother Rick had offered the prayer, and you, we need prayers. And I would like to share this scripture I was reading earlier, talking about against principalities and power. Let me read. I want to read a certain part. I'm going to read this part. It says, I'm going to read like two paragraphs. It says, but through the principalities and power of darkness are both many in numbers or unceasing in activity. Yet the Christian should never feel hopeless and discouraged. He may not hope to escape temptation through any lack of satanic efficiency. He who sent a legion to torture one human being cannot be repulsed by human wisdom or power alone. Speaking of Satan, the Lord declares that abode not in the truth. Once he was beautiful, radiant in light, but God's word declared of him, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Satan instigated others to rebel, and after they were cast out of heaven, he bound them together in confederacy to do all the evil possible to man. As the only means of striking God excluded from heaven, he resolved to be avenged by injuring the workmanship of God. I'm going to stop right there, sisters and brothers. As we see the one that put up all this upon us, but yet God still loves us, and he still is protecting us. So, sisters and brothers, I'm asking that you please, we're going to go into prayer. So the power of prayer right now, I will pray for Sister Powell, and then I'm going to ask, where is this? Okay, let us pray. Let us pray. Offer a prayer for Sister Powell because she asked for a prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you, Father, knowing that you have everything under control, Lord, and knowing that Satan is always seeking and lurking to destroy your children and even their happiness, Lord. So, Lord, Father, we asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us for our sins, Lord, and we ask that you continue to watch over us and protect us and be with all your children, Lord, especially those are preparing for this camp meeting. Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord, Father, because we know the enemy going to throw some fiery darts at every angle, Lord, because he don't want nothing to go right. But, Lord, Father, we pray, dear Lord, that everything in this camp meeting, that you will save some souls, Lord, and that they will find Jesus, Lord, as whom they're going to study about, and Lord, they learn more about Jesus, and that our lives would be changed, Lord, and Lord, and be in harmony with the Lord. So, Father, thank you right now for your blessing, hope in Jesus. Lord, Father, I pray for Brother Rick, Sister Powell. I lift up Brother Udy. Oh, Lord, we lift up Sister Colin, our children, Lord. Lord, we lift up Sister Ashley, as Brother Rick has prayed for my son Jarvis, and we know that they need prayers, Lord. We ask that you go by their side, Lord. Attend to their needs, Lord, Father. Help them and touch them and wake them up, Lord. And, Lord, Father, we pray also pray for Brother Elder Richardson and his wife, Lord, and Sister Melissa, Lord, and a baby. Lord, we pray for everyone, especially on Advent Light Ministry, Lord. We lift up everyone on this prayer line, Lord, and we ask that you continue to keep all of us throughout this week, Lord, Father, and Lord, have mercy upon us today, Lord, because we have heard of earthquake. We're hearing of so many things going on in this world. So, Father, we just ask that you keep us and watch over us. Give us safe traveling mercy this week, and Lord, Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and continue to be with us as we are doing your will, Lord. And especially Sister Power had that praise report, which she had given with all that happened there, Lord, Father, even praying, lifting that young man up that that says he knows the Lord and he want to study more about him. So, Father, we continue to lift he and his family up, Father. We thank you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. We asking that you send down your Holy Spirit. We need you, Lord, every day, throughout the day, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And Sister Powell, we will open your line, and also you can give a prayer, a general prayer for the sisters and brothers on the prayer line. You heard the request. Give me just a second. Okay. Your line is open.
Okay. Psalm 67 said, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known unto earth, thy saving earth among all nations. O most righteous and eternal God, this evening we come before you, Father God, to give you praises. You have told us in your words, where two or three gather together, doing the things concerning your will, you are in the midst. We know you are in the midst. We are asking you, Lord, to forgive us of all our many sins, Father God. Father, wash us and cleanse us and make us your behold, your child, Lord, and your sons and your daughter. Father, we just want to thank you for your presence. Be with us, Father, from around 6 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock till now, dear Lord. We thank you for the brethren, dear God, who reported with their various reported. We thank you for the plan that you have allowed each one of us to take. Make, Lord Jesus, because it's not us, it's you. And now, dear Lord, as we are on this session, dear Father God, to give you all the praises and glory go to you. Father, we thank thank you for this line, Advent Light Prayer Line. Father, 6 years ago, dear God, when you inspire your young people, dear God, two young men, dear Lord, to start, Lord, with us, dear Father, on this line. You have blessed this line so much. You have multiplied it with numbers where people from all over the countries, dear God, were there calling and giving praises. Up to children, dear God, come on the line. Father God, we thank you for the first baptism that we had in Louisiana just because of the line, dear God, our dear sister Teresa. Right now, I lift her up to you, dear God. We thank you, dear Father God, for the many, many blessings, Lord, with prayer, with also sister, another sister Teresa, who was wired and running to and fro 12, 1 o'clock per night, dear Lord, that we could be on our knees on prayer with her to lift her up to you, and we saw what you have done for her, dear God. We saw many broken hearted come on this line, did not know you, who, Lord, you have touched so that they could be able to go out and to study your words and to come to know you more and more each day, Father God. We also saw, dear God, on this line, baptism, dear Lord, where people was convicted and their heart was moved so that they go into the watery grave. Father God, we look and we witness, dear God, marriages on this line, dear Father, over 3 marriages on this line, dear Lord, where these family have been living love, peace with peace and joy and carrying out your gospel message, dear Father God. We have saw young men came on this line, present the message of truth, the third angel message, 2300-day prophecy, the coming of Jesus Christ, Lord, a transformation of heart, Lord. We all saw these things. We saw cooking classes, Lord, but a medical missionary, Father God, the school of the prophet, dear Lord, various countries we go, different little countries we go, dear Lord, presenting the message. Rhode Island, dear Father God, we go to Rhode Island. We went to New York City, upstate New York, dear Father, Brooklyn, and all over presenting your word. So, Father, this moment, dear Lord, we just lift you up. We give you praises, dear Father God, for your sons and your daughter who you have moved and touch, dear God, on this line, and we are asking you, dear God, to overcome, help us that we will be filled with your sweet Holy Spirit as we look forward, Lord Jesus, to this camp meeting, this 6 year of camp meeting, dear God, that the Holy Spirit will come down upon us like when the disciples was in the upper room, Lord, with that power, that great power that you have said, dear God, to lighten us, dear God, with your word. So we ask you, Lord, to move our heart, dear Father God, and help us to trust you and to believe that you are able, Lord. This moment, Lord, we present our dear sisters, Lord, Sister Rosemary Wood, dear God. Lord, continue to strengthen her, one of our mom, Lord, who are on the line, dear God, minutely and hourly calling and encouraging with prayer. So we lift her up to you. We also lift up Sister Dixon to you tonight. We lift up our dear Elder Richardson, dear God, and Elder Rick, dear God, as we prayed, dear Father God, for the ministry in Rhode Island and the work that he have been performing, dear God, in the community. We ask you to pour your blessed brother Hector and the team. Lord Jesus, strengthen them. Lord, we ask you at this time, Elder Rick with the church, Queensberry Church, as a elder, dear God, and dedicated, dear Father, doing your will, as he lift up his daughter Ashley and family tonight. We ask you to pour out your blessings upon them. Lord, tonight as we lift up our dear sister Leola, the work that she have been doing in carrying in Louisiana, dear God, she sharing the message, inviting people, doing Bible studies, Lord, giving out tracts, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless you and Brother Rick, Lord, and as she's pray each moment for our dear children. Jabez, Lord, Nicole, and the grandchildren, we place them to you. What more could we ask of you, Lord, Elder? Oh, with our Brother Udi and his family, we lift them up to you. Brother Bernard and his family, we lift them to you, Lord. Sister Carla and her family, Father God, we lift them up to you. Lord, myself, Lord, and the family, we lift them up. The Children Project there, the Philippine Project, the Belize Project, dear God, all these project that is happening, Lord, and the Louisiana project, dear Father God, we just ask you, Father, to allow us that we will do your work. Now we focus upon the camp meeting. It is in your hand. Lord, continue to pour your blessing. Continue to let your light shine, dear God. Allow that everything, dear God, that we will be doing, it will be bringing glory, glory to your wonderful name, dear Father God. We know the enemy is fighting, but in the name of Jesus, we claim victory and we ask you, Lord, to place your power upon us and to allow him to know that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Continue to bless us, we pray tonight. The speaker, we ask you to overshadow him, overpower him, Lord, that the word, the message that he presents will be a message of light to our soul and that we will be refreshed, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we bring honor to your name. Father, whosoever name I do not call, Brother Eli and the rest, dear God, you know all of us, dear God. So we ask you to give us the strength, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. And thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Now, we're going to ask for another prayer because we don't have a speaker on just yet. I text Brother Udi, I text Elder Richardson. I haven't gotten a response just yet. So we ask Sister Carla if you can give a prayer, because I've learned that prayer keeps God, it's God send his holy angels out to protect us, because as I was reading, Satan unleashed a legion of angels on one person to torture one person, Lord Jesus. So, Brother Rick, I understand what that devil is trying to do out. Children, the devil, when he unleashed a legion of angels to take care of, to harm one soul, oh, mighty Lord, we need some prayer. So, Sister Carla, we're going to open your line and that you can offer a prayer. Just give me just a second, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, amen. I can hear you.
Okay, amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, as we come before you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, your protection, your mercy, your love upon us. So, Lord, if our spiritual eyes will open, we'll see, Lord, your mighty angel round about us, protecting us from danger, from the wicked one. He comes to destroy and to steal and to kill, but you come, O Lord, that we shall have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. Help us to really understand that and know that, Father. Lord, I not only pray for our members that we see and we talk to day to day, but I pray for the unspoken prayer requests, O Lord, that's going out in the hearts of each and every one of us, of those that are listening online, Lord. The spoken, unspoken requests of our sisters and brothers, Lord, that are not able to join us, Father. Lord, have mercy, O Lord. Please answer our prayer requests according to your will, Lord. You know where we're weak and where we're struggling, Lord. You ask us to come up higher, Father. Come up a little higher, Lord, in your word. Lord, you say, let all those that seek thee, rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually,
Let God be magnified. Lord, we magnify and we glorify your name, Lord. We ask you for wisdom and understanding in all we do and say, Lord, as we wake up in the morning, as we go about our busy day, as we lay down to sleep, O Lord, speak to us, O Lord. Give us understanding in what you would have us doing at this time of earth history, Lord. There's so much going on around the world, Lord. Please help us to intercede on the behalf of our brothers and sisters. Help us to encourage others, to pray for others, Lord, to take time to visit, Lord. Have mercy upon the children of men, Lord. Have mercy on those that don't know you. Help us to be diligent disciples of yours, to carry the gospel throughout the world, Lord, in our community, Lord, wherever we go, Father. Help us to be faithful disciple unto you. Lord, I thank you again for this prayer line. I thank you for each and every one, Lord, those that have met at the camp meeting, that I continue to speak to and encourage, Lord, those that I have not met in person. I thank you for them and their faithfulness to you and to the ministry, Lord, that you have called them to do, Lord. Please bless us, Lord. Help us, our family, our friends, Lord. Have mercy upon them. Help them to hear, to listen and to hear the still voice. Walk ye this way, Lord. Help us not to be distracted by the things of the world, because Satan is going to throw everything at us to distract us from the ministry, from your word, Lord. Help us to look unto you, Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I thank you for blessings. I thank you for mercy, for love, for your kindness, your long-suffering, Lord, your tender mercy unto us, your children. Father, I just ask that you will continue to be with us as we go about through this night, Lord, and that you will give us a good night rest and we will wake us up to see another day that we may glorify and magnify your name, Lord. Please be with the young ones among our family, Lord, the newly ones that are born into the families of our friends, especially Brother Hector's daughter's daughter, Lord. Be with that family in a special way, Lord. And each and every one of our household, Father, be with our children and our grandchildren in a special way, Lord. Be with our family members that have not received you as their personal Savior. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Please help them to receive you before it's too late, Lord. Help them to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, we just glorify, we magnify your name, and we thank you, Father, ever so much that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that you will have mercy upon us and you will help us and answer our prayer accordingly. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. And prayer is power. Oh, how I learned that when we pray, that God will protect us from this evil world. And as we talk about it, sisters and brothers, on this prayer line, you know that with the earthquake in California, and there was a heat that was in it was in India that killed over 100 all around the world. There had been some kind of serious problems, and the enemy is just doing this, sisters and brothers, because, you know, if we're not praying, if not praying enough, you know, we are allowing that enemy to destroy our families, and we need to pray. And even though it only had a few of us, but thank God for the prayers that have been offered. And thank you, Brother Rick, for offering prayers, Sister Carla and Sister Powell, for everyone offering prayers on here, because even those that, not even on the prayer line, those prayers that I see, and I'm going to tell you this, for my son, and I'm looking at that child, when I go to see him, his eyes is rolling behind his head. And he told me he woke up one morning. I'm giving you a little testimony, what he shared with me. He woke up one morning or one night or something. He said he had blood dripping from him. He said somebody had kicked him. And his mouth was all busted, his eye all bloody. I'm like, Jarvis, you got to get yourself straight. Because when you're out of your mind and you don't know who's doing what to you, you know, you don't know what's going on. And even out here in these streets, they got animals. When people are just out of their mind and animals could eat on him, anything could happen. Things are happening so seriously, so sad, that what we see on the news every day, sisters and brothers, is so sad and sick. So the only thing we could do is pray. And when we pray, God protect us from that evil angel that's trying to harm us. So thank you for praying for me, for my family. Thank you for all prayers. And we won't, I'm not going to wait on someone to come to speak tonight, and I'm not going to even play anything tonight. But we're just going to end it with a song, sisters and brothers, because it's just a few minutes before 8. There's no one else on, and we're going to just end it with a song tonight. May God bless. And I'm just going to play a song, sisters and brothers, and we're going to end it like that because my husband has to go to bed. So thank you, and God bless.